Mike, both Doug and Carson have kind of said nothing, Nick, nothing changes with the offense. Isn't it fair to say, though, that different players have different skill sets, they do different things better? Has there got to be at least some tweaks as far as game plan?
There will be very minor tweaks to the game plan. I mean, this is our system. This is what we built the system. Certainly, it starts at quarterback, but it's really built around all the talent that we have on offense. So, and good for us, all our quarterbacks are talented. Now, Carson has some unique physical traits that he does exceptionally well, but it's nothing that Nick can't handle. So we're full steam ahead.
Frank, you have a very unique perspective in your career, being a backup, playing in huge games, not only the regular season, but playoffs multiple times. What is your advice to Nick Foles going into this situation here with a very good team?
Well, the good thing with Nick is he's been there, done that. When I had an opportunity to step in and play, it was more, I had never done all the things that Nick had done as a starter. So Nick knows he needs to just go be himself. And one of the great things, anybody who knows Nick knows he's very comfortable in his own skin. Very, very comfortable, very confident in his abilities, and is an excellent quarterback. So I think, and he exudes that confidence where the guys on this team see that, they feel that. You just know this guy's been successful. I mean, just look at what he's done.
It looked like on Sunday after the game, you were on the bus with Carson for 45 minutes or so until it left. What was his demeanor like at that time? What were your conversations like?
It's tough. I mean, you get an injury. You're not sure how the extent of that injury at that point. So you try to be optimistic, but, it's really about the team. One of the great things about Carson is he's a team first guy. And, you're concerned about the injury, but at the same time, you're excited about we just won the division. I mean, there's that. That's what you have to fight. That's the maturity that you have to be able to know, hey, this is a tough setback, but a lot of great things still happening, and let's be optimistic about that. Let's have positive energy about what's going forward.
With Carson's athleticism, it's freakish in some ways. Does that play into how you call games and script them, or is that just more what he can do extra besides what is already on there on paper?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. A lot of times it is extra. Now, you might slightly call it different for Carson. A lot of this 90-some percent same plays. But some of the things that he does are just extra, are his freakish athletic abilities. But when I looked at what Nick has done in this league, to throw 7 touchdowns in a game, to throw 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in the course of a year, that's pretty freakish as well. So, good for us that we have that we have a backup quarterback that's done that. I mean, that's crazy. And that's why I know from Coach and I's perspective, we didn't blink. I mean, it's a setback. Obviously, you lose your quarterback. But to have a guy like Nick step in is big time.
Frank, have you shared your experiences with Nick about, 93 and those kind of things?
No, not at this point. And just because of his own experience, maybe we'll have a conversation during the week. I find that those days are gone, and they're good experiences, and they factor into that comes out in its own way, not sometimes so much. And so the biggest experience I would share would be kind of the question alluded to earlier. I remember when in that year, everybody thought, well, hey, Jim Kelly, no huddle offense, and it was like now the offense is going to have to change because the franchise quarterback was out and this backup was coming in who didn't have the same skill set. And I remember as the backup going in and talking to our coaches and say, don't change anything. This is the offense that I know. This is the offense that I want to run. This is the offense that our players are used to. Let's just keep this thing rolling. We'll get it done. We got the guys in this room to get it done. So this is our DNA. This is what we've built this upon. So let's just go in there and play ball. So that's what I expect from Nick.
And you obviously got Nick because he's good for this offense. He played in it before. What is it about his skill set that makes him suited to this offense?
Because he's really smart, he's accurate, he's got a strong arm. I remember when, the thing about this offense, what Doug and what our staff has done really a really good job at taking Doug's system that he brought into and then making a hybrid that's turned into something that is ours and special and unique. And we've pulled from different aspects of us from our offensive staff. Part of what we pulled from is when Nick was here before, there's a certain percentage of our offense that is connected to some of that stuff when he was there. And I think everybody was probably surprised how well Nick did in that kind of an offense with all the RPOs and stuff like that back then and the kind of year he had. So that's just all being fast on your feet, accurate with the football. And Nick is all those things.
Frank, I assume Carson won't be on the sideline with this injury. What is his role with Nick moving forward in meetings and film and even on game day?
You know, I think Carson will be a huge support. I mean, first of all, I can't even tell you the kind of support Nick was for Carson. And I'm sure Nick will still be that kind of support for Carson going through what he's going through. That room cannot, from a chemistry standpoint, from a character standpoint, it can't get any better. That room is the best room. So Carson will add into that. Obviously, I don't know the timetable and all the injury stuff and when it's safe for him to be out there and not be out there. That stuff the doctors and coach can figure out. But as far as the meeting room, just getting to know Carson the way we all know him, it'll help. But he's a guy who has a lot of ideas, who has he's very engaged like that, as is Nick. So I think Carson will know, have the maturity to understand, hey, this is Nick's running the show right now. So just be there to support him in whatever way you can.
If I could ask, getting back to that 93 season, what was your kind of demeanor like, knowing that you were going to be the quarterback going into the playoffs and, nervous at all? Were you confident? I mean, how did you approach that whole situation?
Utmost confidence because of the team surrounding me at the time. The team, just like this team, had already put itself in a position that we were on top by good defense, good special teams, and a really talented offense where we could spread the ball around. And it probably looked a little different when I stepped in, where with Jim Kelly and his unique passing abilities, it was probably 75% pass and 25% run. And when I stepped, I didn't have quite those abilities that he had. I was confident in them, but it was a little bit more of a mix, a stronger running game during some of those games, but still same results.
I know we're asking you about that 92 season, but did you make remember that right away, that there are some natural parallels from that situation to this one? Did you think of that right away?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't not think of that. And Hostetler, when he stepped in and led the Giants to Super Bowl right around that same time period, I was on the other side of that, that one. So Kurt Warner, when he stepped in for Trent Green, so on and so forth. There's other examples around, not just my own example. And Nick knows that. He's a smart guy. But what Nick's going to draw on is his own experience. And, the guy went to the Pro Bowl. I mean, we have a backup quarterback who was the MVP of the Pro Bowl. I mean, just credit Howie for, having the foresight to get someone like Nick here for something like this.
As a follow-up to that, Nick was purposely deferential, obviously, to Carson this year. What's the mentality of a backup quarterback or the approach of a backup quarterback when suddenly they need to step up and be that guy in the locker room?
I mean, you have to be able to step up where you've been in a kind of, as you said, a deferential role, and step up with the utmost confidence that the guys know. And the thing is, because you're out there with them all the time and you've already proven it, it's hard to explain other than to say, just be yourself, just be yourself and make plays. That's what that money, they say money talks, playmaking talks. I mean, playmaking, that's all we care about. That's all we care about in this building. That's all the fans care about. Just step on the field and make plays. And when the good thing is Nick has his bank account is full of playmaking in his career. And I think everyone's aware that he's got that kind of bank account in his back pocket that he's bringing to the field.
Right. The chemistry between a quarterback and his receivers is so important. And you can see it with Carson and his guys, especially Alshon, the way it's developed over the season. How does a new guy step in and kind of compensate for the fact that he hasn't been thrown to these guys?
Yeah, that's fair. You just have to work it out. There is no doubt, because all the little side throwing sessions that we have in practice that Carson has with guys is not just the reps during practice, but it's the side. There's all these side throwing sessions that they have to kind of work on some finer detail things. Nick will have some of those. Nick is going to bring his own twist to it. I mean, there will be certain throws that Nick is not good at that he's great at. That and I won't even get into all that. That I'm sure will come to bear over the next weeks that he's in there, and he'll find ways to take advantage of that with receivers, and he'll have his side conversations and his side sessions with receivers to make sure that they know exactly what he's thinking and what he's going to do.
Frank, are you guys leaning more toward featuring J.J. Moving forward? He's been really productive, obviously. Or is the balance that we've seen going to continue?
I mean, there's been no discussions that said, hey, we're making a shift. You know, the discussions each and every week, it's the same process. It's been the same process every week. I mean, Trey, as we all know, that's no surprise to us in here in this building and the staff. When it kind of looked like Zach wasn't going to go, I remember being on the field with Carson and just saying, listen, if Zach doesn't go, I mean, you realize the situation we're in. We're probably the only team in the league that can have one of the best tight ends in the league go down and not play in a game and feel the degree of confidence that we have in the guy who's stepping up for him as far as a route runner and Trey, and then with the things that Brent can do. So Trey deserves a lot of credit. He's got a great skill set and great playmaker.
Johnny averaged 5.2 yards per carry on Sunday. I think he only carried the ball 15 times. Do you see his role expanding over these final three games?
You said Jay?
Jay.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, at this point, we haven't had any further conversation other than our normal conversation about designating plays for backs, and then there's always the hot hand thing and that coach has talked about, and just letting it roll from there and see how it plays out game by game.
Left guard, why did that become such a problem when Wisniewski went down Sunday?
I wouldn't say it became a problem. I mean, Aaron Donald's a little bit of a problem, I guess. That's probably the way I should say it. So, you know, it was just adjusting to that and the skill set that he brought and trying to find the best way to make an in-game adjustment to his he's a unique pass rusher. I mean, he's one of the best in the league. And so we went in there with a plan on how we could help against Aaron Donald and do some different things to neutralize him. And so we just kind of kept those adjustments going in game and made a personnel switch as well.
What happened to Carson and how he plays aggressively? And Nick really isn't much of a slider himself. Do you have to have a conversation with him about, especially in light of the situation, he's your backup quarterback, you don't want to be down your third guy, are you going to have a conversation with him about how to protect himself?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have the same conversation that we always have with Carson. I mean, as a quarterback, you really have to understand and pull back the competitive juices and to understand that it's really for the best for the team that you protect yourself. And certainly that conversation will be having Nick.
Thanks, Bill.